From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. We're down, my friends, to the last week of the 88th regular session of the Texas Legislature. You're going to get more in this show than you'll get in others in a week. That's not an exaggeration. And all informed as well, because I know what's going on. Our Lone Star story of the day, where do we get our money back? Salaries, per diem, office, and staff costs from a House of Representatives that doesn't want to work much early in a session or late in a 140-day legislative session. Even worse than not wanting to just sort of work, they don't want to have votes on controversial items to protect themselves. There's a big Hail Mary play on being run for school choice in the regular session. And again, as I was just talking about, Phelan's House leadership decided Friday night, after telling members to be prepared to work on and, you know, be in session on Saturday, Friday night they just decided they didn't want to work. They adjourned until Monday. That killed a very important set of bills that are important to this state, including election integrity stuff, my friends. We'll talk about the DEI ban and how it's been all twisted in the debate until the fact that it may be a sham of a sham now. And we've got an anti-wimp update to get in at some point, and there are headlines. We will get to those eventually. We're going to dive right into the legislature here in a moment. Don't forget, you can listen to Pratt on Texas on demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast recording of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. Happened to me again at church on Sunday. I was telling about this great interview with Pastor Daniel Hinton in Lubbock of Christ Lutheran Church about all this transgender, transsexual stuff and how people through DEI programs and things are being forced into acceptance of this stuff and actually agreeing with it in their jobs. And how are we to react to somebody who would really care about that and want to hear it? And this is a person that uses the computers for stuff all the time. But I said, well, you just go to my website, go to the podcast. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to, just this instant, because of the word, I don't know how to tell you how angry I get at this. This is incredibly, it's as if I said, called your television a video monitor instead of a TV. And when I said, well, you can watch the tech game on the video monitor. Oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. You just go to the website like you would any other website where it says podcast page. You click it, and then they're listed with the titles, and you hit play. It's not a big deal, but it's a big deal to me because it just kills our business and our ability to stay on the air when so many people, without even trying once to go click through and learn how, just say, oh, I would love to hear that. Boy, I like to hear that, but I don't know how to do that. What do you mean you don't know how to do it? You do it all the time. You click stuff your grandkids send you. You watch videos online. I've seen tons of older people doing video calls with their kids. I don't even know how to do that just because I've never bothered with it. But at this instant, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. And they just raise their hands up like it's all complicated. You just go to the site, prattontexas.com. If you can go to Google, you can go to Pratt on Texas. Anything. Just go to prattontexas.com. And then where it says podcast page, recordings of the show are up in the menu, just hit it. And there you get this page. And there's every day's show plus the podcast extras. And you skids titles and the dates and you just click play. It's that simple. But I run into this every week. By the way, I've got some listeners that have been funning me with some emails every time I bring this up. I don't think they realize how it is. This is a real problem. We're losing our conservative media. You know, Fox News, there's a huge story out today how the company itself internally has gone woke with a memorandum. It's been in, I think, the Daily Caller. The memorandum's been leaked. It tells them to wear the clothes that fit your own choice of what you call gender. Use the bathroom of your choice. What I'm trying to tell you all, you better damn well learn how to use this stuff because you are what little breakthrough there was with the Rush Limbaugh era is being systematically destroyed by the globalist and corporate titans and people who want to be with the left, even the ones that claim to be conservatives on taxes and stuff, they hate you for being a Christian. They hate you for voting with your religious values. They hate you for standing up for those values. They are deplatforming us everywhere you can find. Across, written word, spoken word, video, it doesn't matter. You better learn how to do this stuff, or all you're doing is subjecting yourself to becoming an absolute 24-hour-a-day victim and hostage to the leftist indoctrination through the media. And that's why it bothers me so much. It's not my show. It's just, how can you attempt to survive in this world if your answer to everything, I don't know how to do that. I'm scared to do that. When anything to do with being a Christian or a conservative or basically a mainstream American of any other time in our history, it's all being wiped out in the turn it on and watch it media. You're going to have to learn to do stuff on your own. Sorry. It really bothers me because it's why we're losing everything. Everybody just wants to turn their head and pretend it's not going on. Let's get into the legislative stack because that is extraordinarily frustrating, my friends. I bragged on the House, and now quite facetiously, satirically, because they were finally going to work on a Saturday. Remember, we've been down to the deadlines for several weeks, and they've even taken off long weekends. They don't get to work early, and they make all kinds of excuses. They knew who the speaker was going to be before they got there. There was no reason to delay committee assignments till so late. I mean, you have the Senate passing bills, already getting them out of committee and passing bills, more than a month before the House does much of anything at all. Okay, well, that's the way it works, Robert. We had to get it all done. And now they don't want to work at the end. They told the members to be there on Saturday. And I told you, hey, you can watch them. It'll be great. Late that night, Charlie Garrett and the Speaker decide they're going to adjourn it till Monday. Speaker Phelan, they adjourn it to Monday because they didn't want to work. And it automatically killed a raft of bills. You know, one of the ones, the top bills, one of the highest priority bills in the Senate, Senate Bill 2, that's why it has that number. Reinstating to, remember the House, and they claim they screwed it up last time, but they did it. When the whole nation was focused on election integrity, the Texas House under Speaker Phelan and his leadership team, which includes my own state representative, those idiots actually went backwards and changed the law that already existed that made illegal voting a felony, made it a misdemeanor. They all promised we're going to get that done. Well, let me tell you what they did. When they took off for the weekend, and they knew this, they know everything that's on the calendar and how it works, the deadlines. They killed the bill, Senate Bill 2, that reinstates a felony penalty for illegal voting. No kidding. By the way, the Senate passed this months ago. They didn't ever get to it because they didn't want to, because they're liars. They're part of the cabal. They don't want systems that might become so pure and so open or easy to enforce that it threatens incumbency. This is the problem in all of government. Our founders understood it. Senate Bill 23, imposing a 10-year minimum sentence for gun-related crimes, was killed. Senate Bill 16, banning critical race theory from universities. We passed it last session for the K-12 public schools, but the House leadership killed Senate Bill 16 by deciding at the last minute Friday night not to work on Saturday. Where do we go to get our money back? And don't kid yourself when they tell you all this. So we hardly paid anything. Their per diem is huge. They have huge staff and office costs. They also, if they serve long enough, get the retirement of a state district judge's salary, which is big. Where do we get our money back when they don't want to work? They killed the ban on critical race theory in our universities. See, they're not real Republicans. There is a cohort of these people who have always been outright liars. They embrace the leftist culture. They embrace it. It's why they like to be in Austin, be in the big high-rises, be down there with the crowd. Oh, we've got much more coming. Stay with us on Pride on Texas.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial, Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for an no-obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
It's hard to explain why my greatest customer service experience wasn't at a luxury resort or private club, but was going to the dentist in Costa Rica, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of Dental Care. There are big Costa Rica practices which, while saving you big money, work just like they do here, herding patients through as fast as possible to increase billings. That's not how Dr. Silvia Zuniga works. Silvia's practice is purposely small and personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. My entire trip cost us less than half my lowest quote at home, including hotel for a week, restaurants, airfare for both of us, and local transport, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years, and now you can visit Texas Tech's new Costa Rica campus nearby. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Yeah, so the House leadership, after telling everybody to finally, we're going to finally work here because it's the deadline. You know, it's the last week. They have to go signy dying because of some deadlines. Ain't nothing going to be happening on a Memorial Day. These guys were supposed to work on Saturday to hear a bunch of more bills, and the leadership, the speaker, they just decided to gavel out until Monday, killed a raft of bills by their own decision. Nothing Democrats did this. Now, the Democrats took the debate over the DEI ban in our universities till way late in the night on Friday. But then our guys just quit. They don't want to come back and work. Where do we get our money back? Not to mention, I was just talking about direct costs. What about all our campaign donations to you state reps? Now, I know you're not all part of this problem, but you voted for this guy as speaker. It better get fixed. Y'all are going to find out your only friends left in life are going to be your little insiders and lobbyists. And for some of them I've met in my life, that's fine. That's all they care about. You're not going to have any friends left in the community unless you stand up and fight this kind of irresponsibility, this malfeasance in office. So they killed the critical race theory ban. They killed the bill restricting libraries, public libraries that get public funding from hosting drag queen story hours. Because House leadership, who I think the speaker himself, I think there's more to his life than we know. But anyway, they killed Senate Bill 1026 that holds doctors and insurers. This is one of the best things we could do to protect children from this faddish movement all of a sudden to destroy them forever in their lives by trying to turn little boys into little girls and girls into boys. And that, because this bill would make insurers and doctors financially liable for aftercare. The press runs this down and says, oh, how horrible it is. It's a bill they would be in favor of for anything else in the medical world, folks, because they love this kind of stuff. You know, basically lifetime care if they do wrong, if they mess you up. But all of a sudden, this is terrible because it's about this transgender stuff. The House leadership killed that bill, Senate Bill 1029. They killed the school choice bill, but that's got a little Hail Mary thrown today. I'll tell you about in a moment. They killed the bill that limited farmland sales to the country of China and other major adversaries. This is leadership, folks. This isn't the time ran out. I'm telling you, this is why. Don't let them lie to you. They're going to lie to you, and your local press is so stupid and ignorant. They don't even tell you this stuff because they don't even know to ask it. They're going to come back and tell you about the session, do their little dog and pony show at the chamber and other places. This wasn't even a running out of time because the Democrats chubbed it. The speaker and his top lieutenants decided Friday night just to adjourn until Monday instead of getting up again and working on Saturday. By the way, Senate committees and others were meeting over the weekends, even on Sunday. Well, here's the, there was a big piece today by Kerry Heath and Ryan Altulo at the Austin American-Statesman. Abbott escalates fight on school choice while Texas House members cave. I read the whole thing and I kept thinking, well, what did he do over the weekend? What did, he didn't do anything more. This is one of these typical media rewrites of the story that was a story a week ago that we told you about when Abbott threatened to veto stuff and threatens a special session. And all they get new in the reporting now is what we reported to you last week. I think I said it on the show. I know it because my sources told me that they were talking about calling them back in September after school starts. And, of course, the press is running that up. So the teachers can't come down en masse and all that. Okay, fine, whatever. I mean, it's politics is politics. Democrats would do the same thing and use some other timing method the exact same way. It's not, that's not dirty pool. But Senator Creighton, so they killed, the leadership killed school choice by gaveling out instead of coming back on Saturday because of the deadlines that are, that exist in the institution. Well, school choice bill is back. It's a Hail Mary. And the best coverage of this is just a few hours ago. It, a lot of short rewrites been done. I want to say something, though. This Plessa, Mahalia Plessa, Democrat elected out of Plano, by the way, due to poor House leadership on redistricting, they gave the Democrats a seat in a Republican county. It should not exist. And she's all against school choice. She appeared on that Inside Texas Politics in the Dallas Market over the weekend. And I'm tired of hearing this phrase everywhere. Plessa tells us the state needs to fully fund our public schools, but these bills do the opposite. Would you stop and ask them any one time what, quote, fully, they use this term, what fully funded means? Have they ever told you? They have never in history given anybody a firm number, a metric to tell us at which point government schools will be fully funded. The reason you never hear that is because there's no such thing. It's always more, 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 more. Cameron Abrams at the Texan had the best piece today, this afternoon, about what happened to this last-minute effort. Senator Brandon Creighton, who's a school choice champion, a good guy, he's chairman of the Senate Committee on Education. This morning, he put a committee substitute in place of stupid Rhino Ken King of Canadians bill, House Bill 100, which is about teacher pay raises. Well, he just did in the Senate, since they passed it over the Senate. The Senate introduced a committee substitute that has all that pay raise stuff, but also has the Senate's version of education savings accounts and school choice. New version put out this morning make a child eligible for an ESA if the child attended public school in Texas for at least 90% of the previous year, school year, or is enrolling in pre-K or kindergarten for the first time. This also includes children who were homeschooled before enrollment. Students receive second priority if they're eligible for attendance at a public school, had previously attended a private school, or in a household at or below 200% of the poverty line. There's a 10% cap in the bill for students who were previously enrolled in private school. If applicants to the Education Savings Account, the voucher program, exceed the total amount allocated in the bill, then 2/3 of the applicants will be given priority if they're eligible to attend schools rated C, D, or F. Funds will be drawn from general revenue. There's a limit on them, and they'll be able to be used for expense of tuition, textbooks, fees, or private tutors or teachers, transportation services, and educational therapists. So Creighton has said, okay, House, you're going to treat us this way. I'm going to take the bill that all you rhinos that aren't really Republicans, all you ever care about is a big handout like people like Ken King to the teachers. I'm going to take your teacher's bill because it's late. You don't have time to redo it. We're going to take your teacher funding bill for your big raises, and we're going to just put it on that bill and see how you like it. So we'll see how that goes. It's a good Hail Mary. They're going to end up, if they don't do this, I think the governor will call them back. I think this is too big of a political issue. We already have a lot of other states now. We're not a leader anymore. We've got quite a few other states with educational choice of, to varying degrees, in some cases, real, meaningful school choice out there. So that's the Hail Mary on school choice. Now, on the DEI stuff, I'll get to that in the next subject because that debated all Friday evening. The Democrats are scared. Folks, they do not want this pushback, and a bunch of our rhinos don't either, on the places where the left has gained control of our institutions, because this is how they're brainwashing all your children, your grandchildren, people you thought were brought up well, and then they come home and they believe in all this crap. Wow, this is the most racist culture on earth. Of course, you go anywhere else in the world You learn real quick that even these European social democracies are extraordinarily homogeneous and racist in nature. Your kids get brainwashed into all of this stuff. So we're going to talk about that in a moment, because I'm afraid that all the amendments and the changes ended up making this a sham. DEI is a sham. So now I think the ban on it looks like, despite what Fox News and some others reported, it looks as if what they passed could in the House, which it'll have to go to the Senate, you know, then you got to work it out all this week. That's all the time you have. But it looks like it's a sham of a ban. One of the things that you do that's really important to people like Hart Heating and AC and their customers, one of our official sponsors in Lubbock, two bills passed, House Bill 1391 and 1859, pushed heavily by our good friend Matt Schaefer of Tyler, ensure that you can pursue skilled labor jobs without all these barriers to entry that are there, so that the licensing, you can use a hybrid model of classroom and practical experience to do it instead of this 2,000 to 4,000 hours of on-the-job training. This is a very good, meaningful thing. And glad that they did get that passed in the House. And I think this is passed the Senate, too. I think this goes to the governor for signature. Back in a moment.
Pratt's back in a moment. After we hear from those who pay the bills.
On the construction job site, the ranch, or your own hacienda, skid steers can do a million jobs if you have the right attachment and when you need it. WestTexasAttachments.com can get that attachment to you quickly. They deliver. Renting or buying, West Texas Attachments can get you the attachment you need to get your job done. WestTexasAttachments.com. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com and see what skid steer attachments they have. Heck, you might get inspired for your next project.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
No 30-on-6 or 30-on-7 signs here. Nope. Pratt on Texas welcomes true Texans with the tools that won and keep our liberty.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get back into the legislative stuff because, boy, it's the last week and it's hot and fast out of the legislature. But first, I'm going to slip in right now one of our famous anti-WIMP updates. You folks listening on the podcast, I'm sorry, due to licensing, you can't hear the great theme from Marty Robbins that we use on our anti-WIMP update. So listen to the stream live when the show's on every day from one of our affiliates, my friends. Here it is, anti-WIMP update. Armed Texan puts Beaumont burglar in hospital during the early morning hours of Friday. 43-year-old Jason Omar Cruz found himself in a Beaumont hospital after having been shot by a prepared Texan homeowner. According to Beaumont police, a call reporting a burglary in progress was received just after midnight. While en route to the scene, police learned via dispatch that the homeowner had shot Mr. Cruz after he'd made entry into the house. Cruz was found bleeding on a bathroom floor by police who saved his life with a tourniquet. Police say the homeowner was acting within his rights and will face no charges. The suspect is the one who broke the law and committed a crime, and as a result, he was shot, said Beaumont police spokesman Haley Morrow, according to KBMT. Criminal defense lawyer Ryan Gertz told KBMT, "In Texas, we call it self-defense, defense of others, and defense of property. Those are the three justifications." Well, all the better for just all the better for Jefferson County and all the better for Texas. And back to the news out of the legislature. Texas takes step to ban diversity offices at public universities. Strongest pushback on woke policies is a quote out of this. That's the Fox News piece from yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. The House voted 83-60 on Friday to support Senate Bill 17, which would ban DEI offices, programs, and diversity training, according to the Texas Tribune's reporting. Well, this isn't exactly right, because the House passed a ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion offices, but they made a bunch of amendments. Cameron Abrams at the Texan.news did a better job of detailing these. And I'm just telling you, it appears that it doesn't ban it. It just sets up a situation where they hide the efforts from us better so that we can't ever root it out in the future. The original version of the bill would have banned all DEI offices at public universities in Texas, which included restricting institutions of higher education from, quote, requiring or giving preferential consideration for certain ideological oaths or statements, because that's what DEI is, despite what the press tells you, that undermine academic freedom and open inquiry. That protects everybody from everything, even from the, it protects the lefties, too, from their fear of having to swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. You know, they ought to like it, but of course they don't, because they know they own these institutions. The House version has changed the language pertaining to banning DEI offices and substitute it with the phrasing of, quote, preferential treatment on the basis of race, sex, color, or ethnicity, other than through the use of non-discriminatory hiring processes in accordance with any applicable state and federal anti-discrimination laws. That sentence sounds awful, and it's full of holes, ladies and gentlemen. You already can't do preferential treatment on sex, color, or ethnicity, but that didn't stop them from putting in the DEI offices, which specifically advocate for such and teach them to do so. Through the use of non-discriminatory hiring processes. Putting that in, once again, you're back with the DEI people just say, well, we don't consider this program discriminatory. Because that's the answer to everything, and the press just carries it right along. Additionally, they write, or he writes here at the Texan, the governing board of higher education institution will be tasked with ensuring that a DEI office is not established unless, quote, except as required by federal law, which is bogus. We need to, this federal stuff, this idea, we talked about that last week, that's silly. It's just time to go to court and get that stuff knocked out. But did you notice this? That they think they banned it, and they're going to tell you, we better look at them. We're going to get rid of these DEI offices. They're not even going to get rid of the personnel that are running these shows. And we already learned at UT Austin last week from House testimony or Bill speaking on the floor Friday that UT has almost as many DEI faculty that go around not doing anything to teach students classes, but to go around and indoctrinate and get these oaths of loyalty and change, make every department follow these procedures and sign on to this stuff. That's a lot of people. We're not even going to get rid of that, even if we ban the DEI offices. Excuse me, folks. Not having a, quote, office called an office by the university does not mean the program still can't be run across the university. It just means we won't have a DEI office anymore. We'll still have the programs. We'll still have the meat and the bones of them and the ideology. We just won't have a DEI office. Well, Robert, well, at least we'll get rid of those directors they brought in, like at Texas Tech and these lefty communists. No, because Kimple in the House, they also agreed to a deal to give all these people jobs with priority in the rest of the university so that they won't lose their jobs. I kid you not. Now, they'll tell you, well, we had to do this with Democrats. Folks, to get the votes, we didn't need the votes of Democrats. We have a massive majority in the House. We don't need the votes of the Democrats. But they peeled on this thing. They bent backwards and did a deal where it lets them accept an amendment. Republicans voted for this. Will it require a university to offer positions in other departments to employees who lose their job in DEI offices? In other words, they're not going to lose anything. They're not going to get rid of the DEI at all. This is a sham. This is your lawmakers lying to you. Well, Robert, we needed it to get the votes. No. We don't need the Democrat votes. Well, Robert, then why do we make all these compromises? Because this is what I've told you for years that you don't understand. It's why they gavel and go home and don't work. The job of leadership is to keep their friends and allies, particularly in the leadership allies. In this case, you're usually talking about more establishment-leaning power guys that value incumbency and power more than they do any ideology. They would switch parties tomorrow if that was the road to power. Their job is to protect them from taking key votes. Well, I still don't understand, Robert. I mean, why do they do all these amendments and why do they fight them? Why don't they just call the question and have the vote? Because we don't need Democrat votes, you say. Well, that's right, we don't. Because there's a whole bunch of Republicans that don't want to stop this DEI and CRT and all of this stuff, folks. They don't want to be put on a pure straight vote like that. Because every damn one of them, except one or two, will get primaried next time and will no longer be a big, powerful state legislator. Will you learn how it works? Will you open your eyes? Quit saying, I can't do podcasts, I can't do this and that. And go actually learn where the media that tells you something is today. Because it ain't on TV. And it's not, very little of it now is even on radio. I'm just telling you. There's, and some of this stuff's not new, this stuff on the inside about the speaker protecting them from votes. I've been telling you this, that this is what I was taught way back in the late 80s and early 90s. That's the job of the speaker, keep them from casting tough votes. And then they'll come home and just, even good people. Well, there are a lot of dummies, like your guy in Abilene's just brain dead. Every time he tells something in the media or whatever, I've already read it. It's just the little position paper the caucus or the leadership sent out to him to say. But they'll come home, some of them not knowing it, like Lambert, because he doesn't understand what's going on most of the time. Others will come home and say, well, we got the best we could. We banned DEI on campus. Well, the bill doesn't at this point. I mean, it's not done yet, but it doesn't at this point. And they shouldn't be that comfortable lying to us. Where do we get our money back?
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build even years later when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Landowners, who knew dirt would take so much work? Winter's Dozer Service can help you on your farm and ranch with dirt work, brush grubbing, and ponds made or dug out to hold more water. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment availability to get the work done, whether it is fence row and land clearing, pond construction, or conservation waterways and terracing. Winter's Dozer Service. Dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic, one of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
There are some good things that have gotten passed, and believe it or not, the bill that former state senator Don Huffines worked so hard on when he was in the Senate, 4 years trying to get rid of the vehicle's inspections. You realize that we're the one of 15 states that does it, and we're the only Republican state that does it? Some of you may say, well, it really works. Well, then why do you go out there and everybody's bright lights are still up in your eyes? They don't even check that anymore. Why are there stuff driving around that's way too high off the ground, stuff that's dragging stuff? They don't do anything. And it, guess what? The bills have passed and gone to the governor. And you won't save the other half, the $750, because I don't want to get rid of that revenue flow. The half of the money, you know, the $15 went to the inspection sticker place, you know, the inspector, the mechanic or garage. The other $750 was, you know, included on your renewal for your drivers, your tags. And this will continue to have vehicle emissions tests, though, in some of the biggest counties. But this has gone to the governor. That's it. Cody Harris, State Rep. Cody Harris, HB 3297, finally got this passed. There were people, friends of mine, trying to do this before Huffines was in there. 12, 14 years ago. Oh, the left is don't say gay provision added to bipartisan education bill, which just proves that Lauren McGoy and the people at the Dallas Morning News are a bunch of propagandists for the left. That Florida bill had nothing to do with don't say gay. It doesn't appear in there at all, and it's not restricted to homosexuality. What these are is prohibiting the schools from introducing to little children the things that they should only be learning from their parents. But of course, the left wants to use the schools. That's why they, by the way, that's the whole history of public education. It's right out of Karl Marx. Get them out of the home, indoctrinate them with our values and not those of the evil church and evil family structure. Oh, that's their position on it globally. I don't know why you think that's an outrageous statement. That is the position. Even in a lot of the Western democracies, in fact, they've made homeschooling's illegal. You go to jail for it in places in Scandinavia. And I remember one of the cases, either Sweden, Norway, or wherever, they actually, the government's claim is very straightforward. It is the state's, that public education is necessary for the state to inculcate the state's values into children, not the parents and not the churches. You see, folks? Now, the Creighton, since stuff's gotten killed in the House, you've got House Bill 890, which has to do with how school districts handle complaints from parents and stuff. So it's germane enough that over in the Senate, Creighton's put the ban on instruction, guidance, activities, or programming regarding sexual orientation or gender identity to students enrolled in pre-K through 12th grade. See, it doesn't single out homosexuality. It's just about all this sex stuff in general. And they're saying it's don't say gay. This is what our House, the conservatives, are having to do over in the Senate because of what's been mucked up in the House. Senate approves bill to invest $430 million in additional funding for community colleges. For folks in western Texas where you don't have big cities, the real thing about this that's important for you is that it gives more money. Community colleges were originally all supposed to just be local funding. They get property taxes, tuition, and fees, but they also get state appropriations and other things. This gives us a certain level, though, a guaranteed certain level of funding for smaller and rural community college districts that don't have big city tax bases for them. And, my friends, the Chapter 313, they will not let this go. They want that giveaway program because it empowers, makes more important legislators when they can dangle our money, even if it's not direct cash payment, but tax incentives. We're talking about huge tax incentives. Some of these deals are hundreds of millions of dollars that they save in property tax to schools. That Chapter 313 thing, a lot's happened on that. The Senate advanced the new version of this that everybody seems to want that's a political animal. However, it's different, and they've tightened it up even better than the House. More than even the one heard in House committee last Thursday. According to the Texan's Brad Johnson today, it differs substantially from the House's bill. The new version limits the list of eligible projects significantly, excluding not only wind and solar generators from abatements, but also battery storage sites. Did expand eligibility list from the Thursday version, which included dispatchable energy facilities, natural gas export terminals, semiconductor manufacturing facilities, hydrogen plants, and several other industries, and added pharmaceutical and automotive manufacturers, along with any headquarters of a Fortune 500 company. And even better, you know what they put in the Senate bill on this House Bill 5? Schwertner put in, Dr. Schwertner. It's got a couple of things. An annual cap on the program. It creates an elected overview of it with House and Senate members of all these programs. And the school districts have to have public hearing from citizens where testimony is to be taken and all that kind of stuff. But even better, he's got an ESG ban in it. And an anti-Second Amendment. If you're anti-Israel, anti-Second Amendment, or you've bought into the ESG, this stupid environmental, social, and governance stuff, you won't be eligible for the deals in Texas. Of course, the press is pointing out, well, I mean, then most of these Fortune 500 companies, they all buy into that stuff. Good. Then they won't get any of our tax breaks. They won't get the big tax breaks. You got to read this story. I mean, we're talking massive amounts of money. Still, I think the more you read about this and the more everybody knows there's problems and it needs tightening down, really all it does is say that people, Texas Public Policy Foundation, some other groups, and yours truly were right. We just need to do what we did last time, get rid of the program as a whole. It's just not a good program. we might get a chance to have a new process to add a way to, for citizens to remove local prosecutors who won't pursue, you know, these leftist prosecutors, DAs that say they won't prosecute things that are criminal in Texas, you know, election fraud or abortion. House Bill 17, this thing's, it's working its way through. We'll see if it makes it. We'll see if it makes it. I've got a few other headlines to get to. Chevron's buying a big shale driller PDC Energy for $6.3 billion all stock. There's some debt to it. Makes a total deal $7.6 billion. This is huge in the Permian Basin of West Texas. Big news there out on all the news wires today. Also, my friends, the 20-year-old, beautiful 20-year-old woman who's been missing and they've been looking for her all over Midland, Odessa, Madeline Pantoja. Her body was found Saturday. They've arrested Mario Juan Chacon, 24, and charged him with murder in the death of this girl that the family and everybody in Midland, they've been looking everywhere. I've been following that story. Sadly, she was found dead, and they've made an arrest in that. An Austin pre-K teacher, Irving Petters, has been arrested last week for possession of child pornography. Yeah, he's made sure he had a career that brought him in contact, didn't he? And the school there says in Austin it didn't have anything to do with anybody there, but they got him off campus instantly. And in the border news stack, something important today. Another pull the rug out from the country from the Biden administration. Biden to end familial DNA testing at border, key deterrent to fraud and child trafficking. This story broken through a leaked memo to Just the News by its owner, John Solomon, and Addison Smith around noon today. They're going to end familial DNA testing at the Mexico border, which, you know, we know these children are rented and claim that their family members. This is incontrovertible now. Even the federal government's pointed it out. That this has been going on. Trump administration implemented the DNA testing and has a contractor doing it, and they're letting the contract expire, and they don't intend to put it back. This means everybody can lie. This is exactly what was going on before, and it's what allows and makes it easy for sex trafficking of children and other things, and this is how evil and how nasty this Biden administration is. By the way, Breitbart reporting today that Texas border sector, the Del Rio sector, once again the busiest among the southwest border. 1,200 migrants per day for the last 4 days. Yeah, but the media tells us everything's okay. No, it's not. My friends, it's going to be a tough week dealing with the Texas legislature. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.